Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
We tour them across the UK.
This story was told by Naki.
In April 2016.
When the theme was the kindness of strangers.
Good evening, strangers. I mean, good evening, friends. So I have this problem that I suffer from, which I think a lot of us here, and if you do, say it, is called procrastinitis. Yes, so we do have a couple of them here. So I have the same problem, and I had to write this progress report for my dissertation that I decided to delay till the last minute. And then I had to go to this place in High Barnet, which is really far away. And I was coming back in the tube, and I'm like, I have such a long journey back to Good Street. Why not use my time productively? I mean, I just have a couple of days left for the deadline anyways. And the train was absolutely empty. At least the carriage I was in. I mean, the driver was there for sure. But other than that, my carriage was absolutely empty. Pin drop silence. And the only person I could hear was the one who makes the audio announcements. So I took out my laptop and I started to work. And I was making good progress. I was quite happy with myself. And then I heard the station before Good Street. And I'm like, it's time to pack up, because Good Street is coming now. But given the procrastinator that I am, I decided to delay that as well. And I did not put my laptop back in on time, and the train just pulled into Good Street, and I was like, oh boy, either I jump out without my stuff, or I go to the next station. But I could not go to the next station because there was someone waiting for me at Good Street. So I quickly put in my laptop, and I didn't realize that I dropped a small USB, which is the speaking software that I use because it's a dongle version of that. And I was like, oh boy, how do I pick it up now because the train's just going to leave? And then as I was getting out of the train, from nowhere, someone walks up and goes like, hey man, I think you dropped your USB. And I was like, I thought I was the only one there. But apparently there was someone else. And at that time, I just jumped out of the train because the train would have left otherwise. And I had no time to even thank this gentleman and to even know who he was for jumping out of his seat and handing me that USB, because that is what I use for my speaking software. And that costs about 3,500 quid. So that man was really like an angel who saved me from that horrible, horrible thing. And that is my first story. Thank you for being so kind. And now the second one, also in the tube, and I guess you now know how much I travel in the tube now. So generally, the way it works for visually impaired people is that when you go to the tube, you ask a member of staff, hey, I need to get there. Can you please radio someone to help me get off at that station, whichever one it is? And it's really cool because it's like, Bravo 392 base, I have a VIP traveling, which actually stands for visually impaired person, but who cares? So it's really cool when I'm with friends and they hear this, you know, VIP going here and here. So I went to Russell Square and I was like, I need to get to Finsbury Park. So they radio the message and they put me on the train. And it was, I think, 8:30 in the morning or something, really empty on a weekday. And I was actually going to Finsbury Park to play blind tennis with a friend of mine. And I guess we'll leave that topic for another day. But the train pulled into the station and I got off and there was no member of staff there. And the station was absolutely empty. It was like silence. And I was like, oh boy, what do I do now? I don't even know how to get to the escalators and out. And then I just waited there for maybe about 5 minutes. And then after a while, this gentleman walks up to me in a nice French accent. And was like, can I help you? And I was like, yeah, I was just waiting for a member of staff, but it looks like they aren't coming. And he's like, okay, I can walk you up there. And then he walks me past the barriers and he's like, where do you want to go? I'm like, I want to go to Finsbury Park because I'm playing some tennis. So he's like, I can take you there. And then he's like, you know, I was just reading the newspaper and I missed my stop. So I'm somewhere where I don't have to be. So since both of us, you know, are somewhat lost, I'll walk you there. And then he finds me this court where I had booked my session, court number 9. And my friend was late and he's like, when's your friend coming? I'm like, I don't know, he should be coming. He's like, till he's not, how about we get started with some tennis? And we played for a bit and we just became such good friends. We exchanged numbers and stuff. And after that, just to, you know, remember those wonderful moments, we met again at Finsbury Park Station after a couple of weeks. And we actually booked a court so we could play 1 hour of tennis. And we have been such great friends ever since. Just that time when that member of staff forgot, I made such a wonderful friend. Who knows, the next time I might find the love of my life there. But we have yet to see that. By the way, just for the record, I'm single, ready to mingle. So the thing that I want all of us to take back from this is that oftentimes when we read the newspapers and stuff, all we hear about is violence, about death, about how bad people are. But then when you go around and you see how wonderful people around us are, and that's unfortunately because we just hear stuff that has to do with the violence of some and the silence of the rest. And I think we really need to have more events like these where we can really show how good humanity is. And I'm sure that all of us here have had kind encounters with strangers. And I think all of us, including myself, of course, have to give back by doing something nice to other people as well. And I would like to end by this quote that I really, really found to be very profound and very relevant to this evening here by Thomas Monson, which says, along your pathway of life, you will observe that you are not the only traveler. There are others who need your help. There are feet to steady, hands to grasp, minds to encourage, hearts to inspire, and souls to save. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories
and to attend a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.